Richard III was the last English king to die on the battlefield. Wearing his crown, he made himself the clear target for the soldiers of his enemy, Henry Tudor. Richard charged straight for Henry and cut down the Tudor flag, not to mention the man holding the flag. But his horse was brought down, and he was chopped to bits by Henry's soldiers. The old story that the crown was found hanging on a thorn bush and handed to Henry is probably untrue. But here's a fascinating fact. Richard was buried in an unmarked grave. His stone coffin was paid for by Henry Tudor, who went on to become Henry VII. There is a story that the coffin became a horse trough for many years. Later, it was broken up to make steps for a pub cellar. The message was clear from the start. Never tangle with a Tudor. And never tangle with a Tudor teacher. My school days were bad. Tudor schools were even worse. Tudor school lessons went on from dawn till sunset with just one break for school dinners. If you lived a long way from the school, you'd have to get up in the dark so you had time to walk. The roads were cold and muddy, dark and dangerous on the short winter days. And the rules were rotten. Here are a few that we might have today. Rule 1. No pupil shall wear a dagger or other weapon. They shall not bring to school any stick or bat, only their meat knife for dinner. Ever tried eating soup with a meat knife? It's impossible. Rule 2. This was at Manchester Grammar School, by the way. It is ordered that for every rude word spoken in the school, the pupil shall have 3 strokes of the cane. Rule 3. This was from Oundle School. Pupils shall not go into taverns or alehouses and must not play unlawful gambling games with cards or dice or the like. What? Not even snakes and ladders? Rule 4 from Hawkshead School. Punishment for losing your cap, a beating. Punishment for making fun of another pupil, a beating. Nah, 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 nah. There were even school rules for eating school dinners. Don't wipe your mouth with your hand or your sleeve. Don't let your sleeve drag in your food. Don't lean on the table. Don't pick your teeth with your meat knife. Punishment for breaking the rules? A beating, of course. But the good news was the healthy school meals you got. For breakfast, you got bread and butter with a little fruit. For lunch, dry bread, meat and weak ale. And for tea, some dried fruit and nuts or fresh fruit in the summer. Healthy eating. It's a pity King Henry VIII didn't try it.